What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce, a.k.a. Mike the Movie Guy of iWatchMike.com. It is Friday, 4th of July, and I just walked out of a movie. I had to see the very first showing of Deliverance from Evil. Deliverance from Evil, that's what the movie's called. It's Scott Derrickson's brand new movie starring Olivia Munn, Eric Bana, Edgar Ramirez, Joe McHale, some little girl, and some other cops, and some really... possessed people. So let's talk about the movie. If you haven't seen the trailer, don't know anything about it. It's based on true stuff that happens in the Bronx in New York, which is crazy because all this stuff was going on in the Bronx. Like what else is going on over there? Eric Bana and Joe McHale are undercover cops, they come on a case where some weird crap is happening, like really weird crap, like really, really times 10 weird crap. And they get on the case and they start uncovering a bunch of stuff. Along the way, they meet a priest named, I think his name was Father Mendoza, who's played by Edgar Ramirez, which I have to say right now does an outstanding job. He's probably one of the coolest freaking priests ever to be in a demonic horror movie. He's just so damn cool. And they come along him, and he winds up getting involved in kind of helping them get through some of the stuff that they're getting through. I don't want to give too much away because I'm telling you, this movie is definitely worth the watch. Olivia Munn plays Eric Bana's hot wife, who happens to have a daughter with him, and they go through their own crazy, intense stuff. And Olivia Munn, even though I have nothing ever bad to say about her, because I love her so much, she's so awesome, but she does a really great job in this movie. Like, really, really shows her acting chops. I don't watch The Newsroom. I haven't watched it yet. I will one day. If you're listening to this, Olivia, I will. But kudos to Olivia Munn, does a great job. Overall, this movie is just crazy nuts. You get a little bit of Sinister. From Scott Derrickson's movie, you get a little feel. I felt a little bit Prince of Darkness, a little John Carpenter. Definitely The Exorcist. The soundtrack is just dark, just like Scott always just has a great soundtrack. Just everything is just a well-packaged movie. You get a little bit of Seven, you know, the whole rainy dark with Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman. I mean, it's just a really, really good movie. So it's definitely worth checking out. If you're into horror, check it out. If you're into possession stuff, check it out. Even Joe McHale, who, when you hear that name from The Soup, you're thinking, no way, he's in this movie? Yes, and Joe McHale does a really good job. He's got some funny one-liners, but then he gets serious, and he delivers. Everybody, the whole cast is really good. How many popcorns do I give it? I would give this movie 4 out of 5 popcorns. 4 out of 5 popcorns. Deliver Us from Evil, now playing in theaters. If you want to check out this cool Edgar Ramirez interview, one of my girls, Sharita, actually had the chance in Houston to sit down and talk to him for iWatchMike.com. So check out the interview. He talks about the movie and some of the freaky stuff he went through. So that's Edgar Ramirez on iWatchMike.com. Other than that's it, check out my blog, iWatchMike.com, and follow me on Twitter at MikeTheMovieGuy. Everybody have a safe and cool 4th of July. I'm out of here. I'll see you again. Peace.